Tell them the Devil's Advocate sent you.
Outside the Pizza Box is an independent product and has a time brokerage agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Outside the Pizza Box is an independent product and has a time brokerage agreement with WAUK Radio. Enjoy.
Hey, some people are made of plastic.
Edition of Outside the Pizza Box. This week's edition, America sucks and Wisconsin blows. Not all the way through, but pretty close. Man, I took that trip to Colorado, right? And hey, Jason, you're too hard on yourself. Be nice to yourself. That wasn't that bad. I mean, I hardly even noticed it. Okay.
Wait, what did I do?
I just heard an echo, and you were like...
Oh, no, is the... is the walk air the...
Oh, yeah.
Because, hey, you're...
But you looked like you were, like, frustrated with yourself or something.
Yeah,
like,
man, I'm always frustrated with myself.
Don't be such a perfectionist.
Well, I don't like screwing up. I don't like screwing up even for 1 second, so...
Hey, guess what, everybody? You're tuned in to Devil Radio, right? 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and WAUK out of Waukesha, 540... AM 101 FM. Caca. Yeah, man, I saw it all. I got on the Amtrak, right? Well, should we just start from the beginning? Yeah, get on the bus. Okay, that part, you know, Madison. Head down to Chicago, and there we are, Union Station. Oh, wow, busy place, right? Oh, be careful. There's a lot of homeless people and, you know, stuff. And I'm like, man, you act like I haven't seen the world or something. Oh, you mean just stay on the nice side of town? Yeah, okay, well, we can't always do that. And if you're going to take the train, you're not going to see all of the nice side of town, right? Get down there, and it was pretty rough. A lot of people, a lot of drug addiction, a lot of mental health issues, homelessness, loneliness. I saw it all, right? Just in the train station. Then, I get on the train. People are worried. This guy standing next to me, oh, they got a dog there. They got a dog. And I go, don't worry. I got some weed in my pocket. And those are bum sniffing dogs, man. I mean, bum. But they'll check your bum, too. That's what dogs do. They're like, all right, you're cool. Ain't no bombs up there, bum.
That's right. That's how they find out if you're cool or not. Yeah.
There's no bombs in the bum. Anyway, I was right. Before I left, people in my family, you know, there's like security and stuff. And I go, you know, that it's also legal in Illinois and in Colorado to have it in my pocket. And you can't smoke it in the train station. They frown upon any of that, you know. You can't drink at the train station or anything, any of that. But once you get on the train, oh, you can drink. Okay, that should be a fun ride. I hope nobody pukes or gets in fight or anything like that. Well, I get into my seat, and I'm like, oh, cool. You know, I got an empty seat. Oh, and I'm on the aisle, right? I didn't get the window seat. And all of a sudden, here comes this really tall dude with luggage and stuff. Long gray hair. Old guy, you know, 60s. You sat him next to me? Oh, that was cool. So I'm telling the guy, well, they got a place over here. You can put your other big stuff that won't fit up top. So he comes back and, well, where are you going? Oh, I'm going to Denver. Yeah, me too, man. First time on a train. Me too. Oh, I'm going for 420. Well, I sort of am. Oh, I'm going to see my brother and a bunch of other family members. All right. But I didn't sit in that seat till, like, I sat there for, what, 10, 15 minutes talking to the guy. And then they said that, the cafe car is open for us. You know, all the sleeper people. People in the sleepers, yeah, they get to go to the dining car. So we were kind of teasing people. Oh, yeah, you get to go there. We got to eat at the cafe. And it wasn't very long afterwards that I called it the barfay. Man, I got like a cheeseburger, microwaved big-ass cheeseburger. And by the time I tried to bite it, the bun was way tougher than the burger. And I'm like, it's not really working. Couple hours later, I see a guy come up with one. He's doing the same thing. I go, yeah, man, I had the same problem. Here's some extra napkins for the mustard and ketchup and melted cheese all over your hands. It was only $7.50 for the burger. what are they charging in the diner for, like, real food? So I, you know, I learned, up next time I go on a trip, man, I'm bringing food and stuff. Like, all these other people, some people had coolers full of stuff, you know? Got the whole family here, picnic. But I went down to the cafe car, and it's also the viewing car. Oh, this is cool. Watch the world go sideways by instead of, you know, at an angle like this. See everything, and hey, this is kind of cool. I think I'm just going to hang here, you know, and as long as it doesn't get too filled up and other people want to see the carnage that I was watching on the way, going through the back rails of, you know, all these cities that are run down and poor and tents and people living in broke down campers and parking lots and stuff. Wow, man, grills. And I'm thinking I could do that. I mean, if I had to. And that's what they're doing. Obviously, they have to. So, and they get by. But I don't think a lot of people understand what it takes, what kind of a survivor that person is that can do that year round, you know, just survive. And everybody else is whining about the price of gas. And what I equate it to is riding the large intestine of America. That's the Amtrak train system. Yeah. Oof. Looking pretty rough. A lot of perforation here and stuff oozing out there. Then you get to that one part that I didn't get to see, where you go through the Rocky Mountains before you're on your way to other states that don't have much to see either, except a bunch of plains and sheep and stuff like that. I'm okay with that. I like that better than the, you know, poverty and the trash all through there, you know. And I stayed up for all, but we get to Iowa. Oh, we lost our electricity. Oh, this is electric train, like the ones this used to happen to us at Christmas, too, when the track came apart. We'd have to put it, is that what happened? I'm like, really? Okay, this is funny. Glad I don't fly, because I'm afraid to. Well, anyway, about 5 minutes later, he's going, yeah, this hose just kind of came apart, and that makes the brakes go. And I'm like, oh, cool. Glad the brakes are working. And then we get started. And I told my mom, like, Sunday into Monday, I'm like, damn, look at this storm front that's coming. You know, I think I'm going to run into, like, possibilities of tornadoes and blizzards. So it's calling for both in different spots all over the place. Everybody else is pretty much sleeping. And they stop once, and it's dark, and you can see thunder and lightning. And the guy says, well, we're going to have to wait. You know, the storm is kind of delaying things. We got to let other traffic catch up. And so we won't be going for a little while. And, you know, just like about a minute later, train shaking and stuff. And I look back at the people who were still awake and I go, sure feels like we're moving to me. Lo and behold, we're moving. The guy just told us we weren't going anywhere. Okay. Well, maybe he's talking about the half hour later.
Is he related to Kevin McCarthy?
I don't know. We get a half hour later, further into Iowa. Nothing like getting cornholed in Iowa. And so here comes the storm, man. Oh, we got to stop. There's like tornadoes and stuff. And now this time we stop, and I'm the only one awake. And this time the train is shaking, and we're not moving, but we are. And then I see it as it's kind of going over these big mass clouds and lightning and stuff. And then, all right, so I'm like, cool, we got through that. I must have fallen asleep for part of it. I go, what are we, like, you know, 2.5 hours behind now? Because we were a half hour behind to start. And then, like, 3.5. I'm like, wow, I fell asleep sitting here for a while.
So hang on, I got one question.
Yeah.
So you're telling me you only made it to Iowa and you had all that stuff happen? Like, you're in a neighboring state. You're on a train trying to get somewhere, and all you got was Iowa and all that garbage happened already? Yeah, jeez, man.
Listen, it takes, like, 18 hours on the train, I guess, and then, like, you know, 4 hours on the bus, because you got to stop at every place to pick up people that are going to go to the train station, of course, right? Yeah, you know, too bad we don't have high-speed rail in this state, right? So anyway, yeah, that's how and I looked at the map, and I'm like, we're going down to Chicago, and then we're going a little more south, you know, and then we're going to cut over and up into Iowa, and then we're going to go around up under Nebraska, and then go down Nebraska. Man, I could have took the ferry in Cassville into Iowa. Took the, you know what? Never touched Illinois, which is fine with me. I can't stand Illinois either. I hate this country, man. America sucks. And Wisconsin blows, which we'll talk about when we get. This was the America sucks part, right? Where everywhere you go, I mean, you're going to see some awful stuff. So it's a good thing a lot of people were sleeping. They might have lost their sandwich from the parfait. Or the hot dog was better. I'm like, hey, just, you know, try not to turn the bun into leather next time. You can, I mean, I'll pay you extra, man. Just heat the hot dog and leave the, no? Okay, well.
Yeah, don't heat the bun with the hot dog. You turn it into, yeah, you're like spongy and foamy almost.
It's a wonder I look as healthy as I do after eating that stuff.
Yeah, you got a glow about you today. I was going to say you kind
of. Well, I think I did get a 2% milk with that, a bottle of water, a coffee, ooh, and a double Snicker bar thing for $3-something. Okay. I don't know. It was like $20-some for.
Just to feed you? Jeez.
Just to eat that. I was really disappointed. I'm like, hey. So then we're sitting in the car, and they're like, oh. You know, they're calling the guys, calling people to come from the sleeper cars for their dining appointment. I look at the guy, and I go, hey, I'm Smith, right? Let's go. We're the Smith 2. They show up. We'll knock them out, whatever. Take their pass and go get something good to eat.
Well, when you first described the guy who sat next to you, I was like, are you just, were you looking in a mirror? Like, what?
Well, he did look kind of like a serial killer, so I guess could that's you? What I look like, you know?
Oh,
no, he was cool. Yeah. I mean, he was just like me.
Yeah.
I mean, so, yeah, it was like seeing me 8 years down the road, I'll probably be going, hey, man, you going to the 420 in Denver? Taking the train, staying for 2 weeks, and living in a tent down by the river. I could do it. No, I could. I, you know, someplace to take a bath anyway. But yeah, watching how, yeah, I'm like, where do people get all their water and stuff? How do they, yeah, just feel it. But you got to feel that to understand. And, oh, this song here, this I understand. We'll be back in a little bit.
My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high. La da. I'm taking it next semester, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high.
Saturday night on Earth Day. Happy Earth Day, everybody. And I do want to add happy 420 and Earth Day week. Every day, every week, all year long, man. The phone number here is 844-967-2789. Now I'm going to get into some of the part of America that was cool, right? Okay, so I get into Denver, and I get off the train, and there's my Aunt Jo, my mom's youngest sister, and she picks me up, and we get on a little commuter bus to where her car's parked, and, you know, a little while later, we're at their house, and it was, like, built on the old Denver airport. Still got a tower there, which is, you know, which is cool, because I used that as, like, you know, my starting point, and if I get lost, look for the tower, right? I mean, who wouldn't know how to do that? But I get there, and so my Aunt Jo and Uncle Bill, I'm at, and my sister Mary is there. All right, cool. I get to see these guys for a little while, and I'm like, okay, well, I want to try out one of these dispensaries. And they're like, kind of look, you know, well, you know. And I'm like, guys, it's legal, man. That's what's cool about this state, right? We don't have, well, yeah, you know, and nobody of my family really smokes there, right? Damn. So, and they never really have. I mean, I was always the I mean, I'm the true pothead in the family. Proud of it. It works for ADHD. Anyway, I'm like, okay, I got to find this place. It's on Quebec and Smith Road, and it's exclusive with an X. It's the closest one, about a half mile away. I made it longer than a trip than I needed it to be. Oh, no, actually, it was like 1.1 miles. But I had a couple hours, right? I get down there, show my license, just like you do in Illinois. I walk in, and my God, there's big jars of nuggets in there on every counter. You get to look at it. You get to smell it. It's, you know, everything's got high THC count, higher THC counts than the stuff in Illinois, right? So I'm going to break it down to people that don't know how much it costs in the state of Wisconsin to smoke marijuana. Okay. First of all, I go in there and I'm like, all right, it's like you can pick up a nice quarter ounce for $60 to $80, let's say. If it's a friend and you buy like a whole ounce or something, right? Illegally. By the way, I can go to Denver and buy an ounce every day legally. Only an ounce because I'm not from there. If you're from there, you can buy 2 ounces every day. So I go in there and 22%, all these cushions. So what do you want of the $50 and out the door? And I'm like, huh? $50 and out the door? Yeah, you can like these. We have specials on different stuff every day and you can take an ounce for $50. And I'm like, what? Okay, doubt it. I knew I could get black market weed in Wisconsin for a better deal than going to Illinois and making them a bunch of money, right? Legislators in Wisconsin? Oh, my God. But I'm like, okay, I want some of this, like, over 30% THC. Oh, yeah, here you go. You got this. And I'm like, ooh, I'll take a, man, I want an ounce of that Modo. Oh, there's not an ounce left. So I get a half of that. And then, ooh, Gary Payton. You got everybody. Who didn't like Gary Payton, the glove, right? He's got some weed named after him. I'm trying that. I get my two halves. Now, I'm kind of disappointed because, but that was for the higher THC ones. And that cost me, buying those two, $142 for an ounce. Now, in Illinois, it'd be well over $400. And in Wisconsin, $250, $300 I could have got it for. But probably not that high a THC. I was walking around feeling good, man. So we got, we'll take Andy, man. Andy, you got to get to Colorado sometime.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm listening, because you were ragging about the train ride and everything. And I was telling Jason, let's get to the good part. You know, how's Denver? What even just without weed, how is the experience? You know, the being out in the Mile High City and, you know, getting it on and all that. Was that making the trip worthwhile in itself?
Well, sure. I mean, I was there to see my older brother, right? His health is being challenged by Alzheimer's. He's been battling it for like 10 years. So that was the main thing. And that was the best part of the trip, obviously. I, you know, spent two days with him. So, but Denver, they, when I went to go pick up my stash, they're like, oh, be careful down there. And there's like riffraff. And I go, oh, no problem. Well, I mean, homeless people. And I go, I'm friends with those guys. I might actually give them a couple bucks, you know, while I'm around down there, which I did on the trip a couple times to some guys that were they were panhandling, but, sure, here, extra $5. No, I could use that money. But they could have used it more at that point. I don't give a crap what he was getting it for, Andy. That's what I do when I go to every big city. I see people that are down and out. Those are the people that I approach. None of the people that are wearing suits or anything, they don't want nothing to do with my rag ass, right? I don't mind.
No.
It's what I use to keep people away from me. They didn't realize that. You know, it's like, that'll keep them away from me too. Making faces and looking crazy. But it was interesting. Yeah. I mean, no, it's true, though, that I see when I'm going on trips, I can't help but see past this pretty stuff and see the ugly stuff in between. It's just my nature, you know. It's like, oh, that's cool. Oh, that ain't. Ouch. You know, that kind of hurts, you know. And, God, these people live right by it, and they aren't. I guess it doesn't hurt them as much as it does me going by on a train. They don't mind looking at it in their backyard. That's what freaks me out.
Right. Well, the country is not perfection by any stroke of the imagination.
Hence, America sucks and Wisconsin blows because we're worse than the rest of the country.
Yeah, right.
We're getting to that. I mean, you know, leave it to 420, you know, for the Republicans to look as ignorant as anybody could be when on the topic of marijuana. And I can't wait to get into that. I should have been there to testify because I know they hate it when I show up and I come as I am and I say what's real. And, you know, they don't want to hear that. God. They've already made up their minds. It's already been decided. They told us what to do.
We're only one step behind Arizona for ludicrous politicians.
Do they have legal marijuana there yet?
In Arizona?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't think so.
Well, they do, they're one step ahead of us, okay? Just remember that every state, Mississippi, Alabama, yeah. All the other clown southern states that are still racist, which I'll talk about some more of that today, too, because it didn't go away since the last time people talked about it, but I don't hear anybody talking about it. Ain't that right?
No.
Thanks for calling, Andy. And listening.
All right. You bet. Bye.
Yeah. No, it, you know... The weed was cool, though. I mean, even when Wisconsin legalizes it, it's 10 years to catch up to that. Because I guess people that went there when they first legalized it in Colorado, you know, it was more expensive. They were surprised, too. And everybody's getting ready to go to Colorado for a week. We'll be back in, what, a minute, not a week. I guess people are calling in saying, don't stop the music over Pizza Box Mike on Devil Radio. Yeah, fastest hour in radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM and 540 AM, 101 FM in Waukesha. Man, we're already halfway through. The best part was spending time, you know, I stayed at my aunt and uncle's, my mom's younger brother and his wife, and they got like this beautiful place. They built all the wiring, and then they live in Louisville, Colorado. That's the place that burned on December 30th and 31st. And so he's always been a great storyteller, but he took me through the town, and I got to see the damage, and like it was weird because sometimes, you know, 400 feet away, something would blow through the air and land on one house's roof and burn, and the rest of the neighborhood was fine. And people were trying to get it out, but they couldn't. You know, it was too smoky and hot. And I don't think people can imagine what it's like. But my sister's son, one of her sons, is married to the mayor. So I got, and it was cool, man. I was invited to the mayor of Louisville, Colorado's home for a picnic in the backyard. But then they already knew me. So, you know, my nephew and his wife. And she's always been a progressive, and he's like the most laid-back guy. And then I spent that time with my brother, and it was all about laughing and walking and feeling good about where, you know, they were in the hills. I mean, there's no poverty there, because at least in these suburb areas that I was going to, because they can't afford to live in poverty there. They have to go into, like, by where the rails are, you know, and things like that. There's no stores or anything. And so they don't have as much crime. So diversity is less there. But, you know, most of the people living there are really nice, right? Yeah, there's some Trumpers around there. Up in the hills, you got, what, Boebert? She's in the mountains. Yeah, I can understand why she gets elected. They should try some of that jungle cake I got at the store. Anyway, wait, hey, let's go to North and South. Joe, what's happening?
Hey, Pizza Box, man. Sounds like a, I'm really glad you were able to get on that trip, man, and go see your family and especially your brother.
Made him laugh.
I always appreciate
it. Yeah, his wife said, yeah, I haven't heard him laugh like that. And he was agreeing with you. And I'm like, well, because I was trying to, you know, lead into things that were agreeable. And if he said things that weren't right, I didn't, you know, I don't correct him. But Joe, I got, you know, 10 years experience with my soulmate dealing with mental health issues. And it's basically the same kind of thing where they think there something is and it isn't, you know, and I can deal with that. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know,
that's cool.
I just really want to commend you for sharing that painful story and the reality of it.
The first day wasn't so good. You know, the first day he was, you know, he was shaking a lot and he was frustrated and, you know, there's some things in our family that, you know, some divisions in our family that have happened. And so I tried to heal that by saying, hey man, you know what? I came to see you. I mean, you know, I am the black sheep of the family. So it's like, I got, you know, I've been through enough things that, you know, I can be supportive of you guys, all of you, you know, and nobody's trying to harm anybody here.
Yeah, it's a real lesson in diplomacy when things like these creep into families and you know, these are very hard dynamics to deal with. But, you know, I also wanted to say that 50% of this country doesn't have $600 in the bank. So,
right?
You know, you're sitting next to somebody who's in, is one mess up away from going into just chaotic economic vulture capitalism, the worst. You know, this country does it blows, man. We don't step up to the pump. You know, we can't wait to run away to Ukraine to stand up to Putin, like in some fake sense. It's not that, you know, and I mean, you know, with no understanding, no discussion of the us toppling the government of the Ukraine in 2014, you know, when our State Department was running all over the world. Look, they're having slave auctions in Libya because of Hillary Clinton. Okay? We don't have an anti-war movement in the Democratic Party.
We don't in America, Joe, you know, and the media, you know, they just love it. Right. Every time there's a war, you know, oh, this is horrible. Here, we'll show you some bodies in the streets. Oh, that's terrible. Wait till tomorrow. Wait, next hour, we'll do it again. And it's like, overkill, without explaining, without admitting that America never made up for their atrocities of war, and people, half the people in this country deny that we've ever done any of the things that Putin's doing. Oh, yes, we have, people, and we've supported fascists in the past. There were people in America that supported Hitler because, you know, they hated Jewish people too. Isn't that neat?
Yeah. You can find it on YouTube. There was a Nazi party in Madison Square Garden in, I want to say, like 1931 or something like that. 20,000 people attended that thing.
Hey, Joe, we've had the Nazi party in our state capitol since 2011, man. Nobody wants to believe it, but it's there.
Yeah, spot on, man. You know, and hey, the other thing is just a little news drop from Arizona here is we did legalize marijuana.
That's
in the
what I thought. We suck, yeah. Man. God.
and Sinema is eating feces in the polls, so she is, you know, everybody's hot on her shtick over here.
Yeah, but
here,
the
so.
Damage is done, and will we ever make up for it? Will we be able to hold on to enough seats to try and come up with something more sane than, oh, let's just talk about the middle class and, you know, spare the wealthy of any taxes and any kind of issues at all, man? That's all it seems to me. I'm sick of it.
Yeah, it's really a lame game, and a lame, you know, and by the way, I mean, I am just, you know, you're not going to find this surprising, but I'm so disappointed in the modern day Democrat that is in leadership right now, because, you know, everything that they were elected to get stuff done and they're not getting it done. And everything is, you know, just, I mean, I hear about, oh my God, inflation, defund the police. We can't, you got to deal with some tough issues because you know what? It's deferred maintenance. We have never dealt with this stuff in this country. And to get beat on CTR, or CRT, critical race theory, is that shows you how weak we are, and how not prepared to deal with things that we are. And to sit here and have the carny Republicans just prepped. We're lining up as Democrats to take a serious ass whooping, and Democratic leadership is not even panicking. They're not, because it's a corporate control thing. And I'll tell you what, man, we'll see political failure coming up here real soon. And this brand of Democrat is done for. But the new party is not ready either. So we've got some issues. But, dude, I love what you do on the radio.
Hey, thanks, so, man.
Keep that groove going, okay?
Yeah, no problem. And Joe, it's not as bad as you think. It's far, far worse. I'm not looking at it anymore as like a Democrat, obviously, or a Republican, or, you know, but I do, you know, hey, have some hope. On 420, I heard that Bernie Sanders says, you know, if Joe isn't ready to go, I'll be ready. And no doubt, you know, but be ready for a revolution in June, Joe. The Poor People's Campaign is going to D.C., and I think it's going to be a big crowd, and I think I'm going to be there. I just, you know, COVID's died down enough. I'll get another booster, be wearing my mask, but it'll be warm outside. I got to go, man. I got to get into this. And I think they'll be, you know, organized in every state. There'll be buses going there. So find out about that. Check into that. Poor People's Campaign. Reverend Barber signed one of my pizza boxes. Isn't that cool? So did a lot of people. And I'm going to have to pull them out. I should have been at the Capitol, but you know what? Sometimes it's more fun when they just happen to walk through on a day they come to get per diem, you know? If they're not nothing to legislate or vote on, those are the best days. I just go into the office and kick back for a minute, get my per diem. And then they'll run into my signs. And then they'll see me. Hi, nice to see you again. Oh, you haven't met me? Oh, allow me to introduce myself. Pizza Box Mike, we'll be back in a little bit.
And it seems nobody's interested in learning but the teacher. Segregation, determination, demonstration, integration, aggravation, humiliation, obligation to my nation.
Last segment. Get back to Wisconsin, man. It's time to get ready for 420. Oh, well, I'm going to be with my friend in Cassville sharing some of this Colorado stuff. She liked the Gary Payton, which is good because I like the other kind. But, you know, isn't it strange? I can get on the train in Denver and have an ounce of weed on me. It's no big deal. Get off the train in Chicago and it's really not a big deal. Till he crosses state line into Wisconsin. I can go into Michigan. It's not a big deal. Oh, wait, you didn't buy that in this state? I suppose that's a big deal. Interstate travel. I mean, come on. It is so bad. I'm watching these dumbass legislators in Wisconsin talking about the dangers and psychological damage and stuff from you guys. Yeah. Another argument for making it legal. I'm watching some drunk lobbyist that I've just despised since the beginning of all of this comes over and his nose is always red. Yeah, man. Oh, yeah, I remember in college somebody laced my marijuana. You shut up, you drunk-ass lobbyist, man. Go have a highball at lunch, right? I mean, we got legislators testifying against marijuana when they're coming in at lunchtime going, hey, I'll go, right? We've seen them, man. I wish I would have gone to remind them that 45 of the drunkest 50 counties are right here in Wisconsin, right? Hey, the state's blue. Yeah, because they're ready to blow chow, man. We blow all the time. I watch these guys. They're just idiots. And they're doing it in Congress, too. Well, we're going to make it easier for funding to, you know, what? For, let me guess, pharmaceutical people to do lab studies and then create their own little... No, I ain't smoking nothing from the pharmaceuticals, man. Weren't they the guys that did the paraquat on our asses back in the 70s? Oh, maybe that was just Monsanto Condagra. It's brutal to come back to... Oh, my God. He's got marijuana. Shit, everybody's worried about it. You better be worried if I run out sometime. Don't worry, I won't be drinking. But, hey... But really, man, this last week in America, again, you know, racism's over, right? We've had a black president. If only these guys wouldn't run, if they wouldn't be armed. Oh, man, I mean, just, let's see, the no-knock warrant where they went in and shot that guy. Oh, he grabbed his gun. Well, he had a right to have a gun with him in that apartment. I guess you guys had a right to kick his door down, scare the crap out of him, and then shoot him, blow him away. Then there's the couple that... passed out because they'd been drinking or whatever in the car, and supposedly the driver had a gun on his lap, and they're knocking on the windows, and they're both passed out, and they're not waking up, so they do one of those flash things to wake him up with a bang sound, and he jumps, and they start shooting at him. Oh, he moved, grabbed his gun. If you say so. And then the lady tries to jump out the passenger side, and they shot her 13 times, killed them both. Ah, nothing to see here. Those guys won't be charged with anything. While they're waiting, we'll, you know, we'll put them on leave. They can go fishing, and they'll still get paid. Why don't you guys fund your own asses? Huh? I don't want my tax dollars being used for that. Then we see the 8-year-old that's manhandled by 3 cops for a kid riding a bike, 8 years old, because he stole a bag of chips. All I can say to that is Rittenhouse. Wisconsin sucks and blows, man. The kids in the back of the squad cry, and people are asking, hey, man, what's going on? Hey, you just mind your own business. And the dude's going, for chips, man? Really? Wow. America, please wake up and think that that's really, really, really wrong. I guess it's not, because it's not your kid and the kids are brown. Huh? Always 3 white cops and a little 8-year-old boy crying, scared to death. Man, I'm surprised they didn't, you know, like, choke him or shoot him. I guess I'm going too far with that, you think? And then there's the last one. I'm at my brother's house. They're watching public television because, yeah, we don't want to watch all that other news. And my brother was talking to me about politics and issues because he knows that I've been doing this for quite a while. And so he's kind of gives me credibility. He said he was proud of me a few years back. That made me feel good. I've always been proud of my All-American Hall of Fame wrestling brother. And I'm watching this, and here's this guy in a traffic stop, black guy, probably scared, probably seen a lot. And they just moved there. They were immigrants, right? And... but they, you know, they were like the kind that came here with an education and good job and a nice home and good family. Like it matters to me, but. So he's chasing him, the cop is, and they get in a tussle, and he's down on the ground on his belly, and the cop's on his back, and he reaches and pulls out his holster and puts a round into this man's head, the back of his head. And I just walked out and said, oh, that's enough for me. I don't want to see it again. I haven't wanted to see Eric Garner. I haven't wanted to see any of these again. I haven't wanted to see them the first time. But this country, apparently there's enough people that are okay with it. Because, again, it doesn't, you know, what are you, either racist or you just indifference? to other human beings that don't have the same culture as you. What is everybody so proud about this Wisconsin culture about? Packers, what, Bucks, Brewers, drunk, racist, corrupt, loser-ass state. I can't believe I'm still living here, but... Badger, okay? That was enough for me. You know, and then right away, oh, we're not going to tell you who the cop was or anything. Well, what if it was the other way around? We know all about that. Well, he wouldn't have survived either, you know, unless he was a white guy. Then they would have took him to Burger King on the way to jail. Oh, wait, you got to be shooting brown people or people at church, Muslims, stuff like that, to get a to-go on your way to jail. People, okay, so I hope I'm not bumming anybody out about the reality of the world, but it's like that everywhere you go. And then on the way back, man, I'm on the train, and I see this woman, and she's definitely got mental health issues, and I'm like, I wonder who in the hell just put her on this train from Denver all the way up to Chicago. And, you know, $130, whatever it is, $100. And she's argumentative with the guy. He's like, you got to have your mask on. And she's like, shut up. And she goes down to the bathroom and he says, I'll have to throw you off the train. Good. Well, I've heard all that before. That doesn't really what she means, but that's what she's communicating because she's battling with other stuff. Then I think she went down in the bathroom and smoked a cigarette, which is like, ooh, now you're, you know. But a couple stops up the way, you know, there's the cops at the, you know, blocking all the traffic. I mean, they're coming to get her. But to my surprise, they were gentle and asked her, well, how'd you get here and how can we help you? And I think that's why we had to wait a couple towns up to find a police department that might be equipped to handle someone who has mental health issues. It's hard for me not to see this stuff, people. I know everybody else on the train, oh, crazy woman, crazy woman. I just don't look at people that way anymore because she's probably more sane than a lot of people that think she's crazy, to be honest with you. And that's probably why she's in the state that she's in. She sees the world as it really is. And then on top of that, yeah, I've had watching people I care about, you know, suffer with illnesses, and it just makes me seem like everything I've gone through, it really isn't that bad. And that's why I joke about it a lot, because it really isn't that bad. I don't know. I'm drinking these power juices and this carrot ginger turmeric stuff. You got to shake it for like a half hour to get that half inch of sediment or whatever good minerals are in there. That's right. And I've been drinking that stuff. And, you know, my left arm is smaller than my right arm. And that really bothers me because I heard it years ago. I'm left-handed. I'd be a brute if I had my left arm back. So we're down to another end of the show, man. And, you know, I hope you thoroughly enjoyed it. At least we didn't have any calls about, you know, Joe Biden, you know, because sometimes I don't talk about it. But how about McCarthy and McConnell, the McLiars? Oh, we're going to get rid of Trump. Yeah. Oh, we didn't say that. Oh, what's his tape? Oh, roll the tape, Lindsey Graham. Roll it on all of them. I hate going back on this. Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and WAUK. 5:40 a.m., 101 FM out of Waukesha. Ka-ka! The Shaw. Sorry I missed last week. Nothing happened. I heard a replay. My mom, I come back from the trip. She's like, yeah, I heard you on the radio. And I go, well, Mom, they probably did a replay, you know, because I was gone. But I'll be back next week. So will Jason, I hope. See you next week, folks.